This is WSKG News. I'm Gabe Altieri. The news came yesterday. The Ottawa Senators are moving the BSENs to Canada. So Binghamton is likely to have a different American Hockey League franchise in about a year. Roger Neal has long been a fixture of the sports media in Binghamton. He says he wasn't surprised that Ottawa would want their minor league affiliate closer.
It eases a whole lot of things. One is the exchange currency slash pay exchange. That's one. Another is just crossing the border. If obviously your players are already in Canada, it's going to be a little bit easier than it might be if you get held up at the border for paperwork or whatever. So those types of things don't surprise me. A lot of Canadian teams in the NHL, just like Toronto, for example, they want their affiliate in Toronto or in that area.
And one thing we were just talking about off the air was the difference between local ownership to affiliation. And I agree with you, this might be something that's confusing a lot of people, that difference.
Yeah, I think initially and even at this stage, the early reaction may well be we're losing our American Hockey League team. Well, we're losing the affiliation of Ottawa and the player agreement, but not necessarily the franchise because it's locally owned. And that's the benefit of having local ownership. At one point around the American Hockey League, NHL teams owned a lot of the franchises, and so they could pick them up and move them wherever they wanted to go. But a local ownership, the franchise itself in the American Hockey League, stays here. Now, obviously, if they lose a player development contract, the onus then is to get another team to come in and stock players. So there's no guarantee that that would happen, although the current ownership and management strongly feels that they have something either currently in place that they're not at liberty to say or on the doorstep of happening.
A city that is getting an NHL team, we know, is Las Vegas. Does it matter whether it's the Rangers, the Senators, the Flyers, a team close by, or a team out west in Las Vegas?
I think it does. I think a team in the east makes a lot of sense. To me, it makes sense for a couple reasons. One is the chances of those players being called directly up here and play the same day, the next day, probably is greater. And then secondly, I think that, again, with so many of the games that are televised in some form, you're going to have a lot more exposure probably than you would on a team out further on the West Coast. So I do think that, you know, something with roots, whether of course, I think fans would love to have a Ranger affiliation back here. However, I'll temper that by saying that, again, the American Hockey League is the American Hockey League. As we've seen in baseball or other sports, you can't predict 1, 2, 3 years down the road. So an affiliation that may look great now with a whole stock of young players that are bona fide future NHLers, in 2 years that may totally change. They have bad drafts and now they're terrible. So my point is that you can't really project. All you can do is go on history and look at the farm systems and organizations that have continued to develop players.
You've also seen other leagues be in here. It's been the AHL, Ottawa, then before New York. Do you see a difference in how the city reacts to the players here, to how well the team does when it's the AHL? I mean, let's face it, one step away from the NHL, or maybe one of these, for lack of a better word, lesser leagues.
Well, I don't think there's any question. I think that the United Hockey League was here with the Icemen. They did a great job. But again, when you're talking the American Hockey League, as you mentioned, it's a top developmental league. I look at the quality of the American Hockey League operation around the whole setup as being top-notch, and that is anywhere from the broadcasters to the media to who cover it, management, promotions, publicity. You know, they're all just a heartbeat away from being in the National Hockey League. The only thing that separates most of those situations is an opportunity.
Well, Roger, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.